What's that? He changed jobs.
Oh.
The balloon man. A few years ago, the FBI worked a theory that he was an exterminator. Adam Kemper's family had their house fumigated just a week before he disappeared. Yes, I'm still holding, yes. No one thought much of it until these were taken right outside the homes of victims 2 and 3.
Well, both neighbors had their houses censored.
In 2008, the FBI interviewed all 35 of the employees of the company that fumigated the Kemper's home, but failed to elicit any strong suspects, and they eventually discarded their theory when no connection to extermination was found in or around the homes of the subsequent victims. So the thing is, I think they were onto something. I think the balloon man was an exterminator, but then changed jobs between victims 3 and 4. See this? It's a copy of the investor's post. You can tell from the distinctive salmon-coloured paper stock. The parents of victims number 4 had a subscription, as do the parents of Mariana Castillo, the most recent victim. I saw one in their kitchen yesterday. The parents of victims 5, 6, and 7 are not subscribers, but have neighbours who are.
So the blue man was an exterminator. Now he delivers papers at night for the investor's post.
Mm. He identified his first 3 victims through his first job, his last 5 victims through his second. I'm on the phone with the paper now. They're telling me the name of the man responsible for the Castillo's route. I think I'm a subscriber looking to send a belated tip. Yes, yes, hello. Thank you so much. Thank you.